Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolutionary planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the science of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you'll be enabled to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to Deborah's Healing Kitchen with your host, author, speaker, and Miss Culinary Expert with Dr. Jewel Pookum's EQ's Medicine Professional Alliance, Miss Deborah Peak Haynes.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Deborah Peak Haynes. Welcome to Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Hope you all are doing well. We are here today to have a wonderful discussion with a wonderful sister, and I am hoping that she was able to get online, and my producer is trying to work things out because we are not always technology savvy. But yes, we made it. Yay! Hello to everyone. I just want to say thank you for listening in today, and I pray that we say something that inspires you and lightens your load. You know, there's a lot going on in the world today, but we want to make sure that we lighten your load and give you some wisdom and insight. I would love to just say hello to this fabulous sister who is a minister, who is a wellness person, and just hello to Cheryl, Reverend Cheryl Rodnax. I hope I said that correctly, Reverend Cheryl. Is that correct? I think you're muted, Reverend Cheryl. Let's unmute her. I can see her bright, wonderful smile. Oh, well, there you are. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I'm greetings from Florida today.
Oh, boy, you're in another hot spot. I'm in Texas, so we have a whole lot going on.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming online, and thank you for being part of Deborah's Healing Kitchen today. And I just wanted to make sure that our audience can hear from you. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in wellness?
Wow. Deborah, thank you, first of all, for having me on your show today. And I am a brand new pastor. I've been in ministry for 30-plus years, but a new pastor, kind of emerged into leadership out of some crises in our church, and that's all new to me. And, hey, that's a whole new world, right? I'm sure you could appreciate that.
Yes.
A whole new world. But how I landed in health and wellness, per se, I've always been interested in fitness and athletics and things along that line just all of my life. Growing up as a tomboy, you know, just really always into sports. However, wellness for me came out of a crisis, and this ministry was birthed out of a major crisis in my life. As a matter of fact, 7 years ago from yesterday, my husband passed suddenly, and it just threw my family into such a it's being people by a Mack truck at the top of a bridge on an overpass going over water. Like, where in the world did this truck come from, right? And our whole family just kind of got hit over into the water. And we realized then that, wow, this is just so crazy. Long story short, he did pass. We were on a date the Saturday before. He passed a week later after being in a coma. Ironically, we were on a date the day that he ended up in a coma. The symptoms, other than he told me he was tired. So he passed the day before our 29th anniversary.
Wow.
About a month and a week before my daughter turned 10. About a year and a half before my son had his second anniversary. He was married, have a 3-year-old and a 17-year-old. And I'm telling you, it just took us out for a minute. And from that,
understandably,
I realized.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, for sure. Yeah, it was crazy for a while. I realized for me, my life just got crazy. I had to determine how I was going to react. And I was numb for a while. My daughter's hurting. My son's hurting. And, you know, how do we help them through when you're hurting, right? And I realized I was angry, but I did not know I was angry because I was an angry person. And I didn't think I was angry. I know God, I know peace, I know all that. But I realized I was sitting up at my daughter. I was not a happy person. I found myself short and really hurting her, non-existently, but I had to identify the fact that I was hurting. And out of my hurt, I was spilling over on the people I love, not even known to me. And I realized one day the Lord just told me, Cheryl, go for a walk and before you go home. And I just listened, don't always listen, but I did this day and just started walking. And the Lord began to just share with me his peace, share with me his love, and to know that you don't have to get it all right. You don't have to understand it all right now. But just trust me. Just trust me. And in that process, I started daily before I went home to kind of walk, and it detoxified my mind. It helped me to just calm myself down from all of the things in my head and go home with a little freshness. And I realized from that walk, it kind of catapulted me back into a level of I actually began to enjoy the walk. I began to enjoy the time with the Lord. But then from the walks, they turned into a little walk jog. Then into a walk, jog, run, and then into I forgot my passion for running and all that. So I found myself actually back into that space, but more so into a headspace with God that gave me such clarity in how and what to do and how to just deal with my everyday life when your life is upside down. And that was one of the best things for me. Yeah, God just he held on to me. You know?
Well, if you could just put a pin in that wonderful testimony, we will have a brief break and then we'll come back to this wonderful conversation.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great. Beautiful.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Well, Reverend Cheryl, getting back to your testimony, I want to dissect something you said a little bit further because I think it's very important. When you talked about dealing with your anger and, you know, God led you on this walk, what you did was a very inexpensive way of therapy to yourself by, first of all, being obedient to what God was trying to tell you to do, and secondly, you were walking in his nature. And so I think any of us have access to that. I'm sure there's some of us somewhere in the world that can't do that, but most of us have access to that. And I think that's very powerful because it was very simple, but it worked. And sometimes we look for the complicated in our solving our problems. And so can you just talk a little bit more about what you understand about anger and how you were able to work through it just by being in nature.
Deborah, what a poignant point, because in my ministry now, I've always been in ministry, as I said, for years, but mostly as a conference speaker, not as a pastor. And I realized what my life motto that the Lord has liberated me with is, everyone that knows me, stop lying to yourself. It's mm-hmm. the most liberating thing you could ever come up with. And the Lord, probably about 23 years ago, part of my walk on into holiness was a part of this, stop lying to yourself. So for me, I had back then, I had just promised God, when you show me, I will deal with me. So even when that's ugly, and I think at times, you know, on the surface, we look fabulous, and I was still functioning. I owned a business at the time. I had a business 20 years, functioning, still working that business, doing, you know, just doing all the things I did. But underneath that, I was angry, and I did not know I was angry because I'm not not really a kicking, screaming, punching person. My anger mm-hmm. was a little more subtle because it was unidentifiable to anybody else. And the only reason I could probably identify it was because the Lord showed it to me. And it was unidentified in this. I was very functional, very cordial. I'm still teaching. I'm still speaking. I'm doing all these things. But I didn't even know I was angry because didn't think I was angry. I couldn't put a target for my anger. No one had done anything to me. But I was angry at the fact that my husband was no longer here. We were in a good place with marriage. We were through the crazy years into those awesome, amazing, wonderful, still dating, loving years, you know, 29 years. And we're, you know, when you finally get past that first six crazy years. And these are the great years. And
hey, the crazy
totally
years are more than 6 years, right?
Yes. Well, it took us about 6 years to get in the groove. You might be quicker, but it took us about 6 years to get in the groove of really learning to love and learning to honor one another. But for me, I wasn't angry at anyone. I was just mad and angry at the fact that he was not here. And I couldn't target it. I didn't point it on anyone. I was even mad at God. But I realized I was angry. I was angry at the fact that, Lord, my husband is gone. I'm a widow at 50, I think 7 years ago, I was 51. I'm a widow at 51.
Right.
What do? I don't know. I've got all my life. I enjoy being married. I had a wonderful husband that loved me. You know, just we were great. And all of a sudden, we're on a date. 4 hours later, he's in a coma. A week later, he's gone. His wake was our first granddaughter was born the day of his wake. So we never got to see our first natural granddaughter. We have an inherited granddaughter. But all of these dynamics, so I was just mad. The timing was just, you know, I don't know if I could say this on Christian radio, it sucked. It just
Well, tell the truth.
Timing
sucked.
And I'm telling you, the day before our 29th anniversary, planning my daughter's birthday, all of these things. So I was angry, but it didn't manifest with, you know, just flying off the handle. It didn't manifest that way. So God had to identify me, and he just slapped me up in front of the mirror one evening. I'd come home, and my daughter and I were having a conversation, and she had done something that warranted a little chastising, but not to the extent I chastised her. You know, I just thought, like, Cheryl, was that really necessary? And I forgot to have mercy. And I realized when I got done, I ended up repenting to her, which I have no problem doing, and I always do. But just it broke my heart. And that was when the Lord began to identify. He just put me in front of the mirror. I went to take a shower, and he says, you know, I don't know how the Lord speak to y'all, maybe in the King James Version, but to me it was just, Heifer, that's you. That's how he said it. That's you. You know, you are the one. That is you. You can't deny the fact that you are angry. And I had to look in the mirror and remember my promise. God, I promised when you show me, I would be honest with myself and I would deal with me. And then I just cried out, God, what do I do? I don't want to hurt my baby. I don't want to hurt anyone else. I want to, you know, I want to walk this out, but I can't do this by myself. Help me. And from that, he began to download into my spirit, Cheryl, practically, just go for a walk before you go home. Take a walk. And that was the beginning of me dealing or even identifying that in that season, yes, I was angry. I'm not an angry person, but I had to deal with that or I would have really killed my daughter's spirit had I not admitted that and dealt with that. And that's
and also
my,
killed
that's
your
my
spirit.
Attention.
Yes.
Yeah, well, definitely. It will kill the work of the ministry, right? I would definitely be, how could you be, in, you know, dealing with people and giving them grace when you're spewing on the people you love? You have to identify that, and you have to be honest about that.
Right. Well, Reverend Cheryl, and, you know, this program is all about health and wellness, and my mentor, Dr. Jill Pookrum, this is her platform, and one of the things that
awesome.
She taught me is that health is holistic. And so you can't separate one part of yourself from the other. You have to look at yourself in totality. So I think, you know, your admission about anger, which all of us at some time have to deal with, you know, can really sabotage our health and our wellness. And so I like to shift the conversation and talk about then how you developed your ministry of wellness, because I was exposed to you by a dear friend of mine that participates in your program. She's in California, you're in Florida.
Yes.
So how did you shift into this program of wellness from a very holistic vantage point?
Actually, and what a great segue, because it really just worked just like that. Out of my anger and out of God directing me on how to be whole, my cry to God was really, God, I don't want to be an angry person. I don't want to be bitter. I want to be better in spite of this. I don't want to be bitter because of this. And I can't help that my husband passed, but I certainly can help what happens, what I do from it. So for me, I have to make some definite decisions. And the ministry, like most ministries, come out of pain. It's birthed out of tragedy. It's birthed out of, you know, when God calls us many times, it's after he's broken us, right? And I was at probably my most broken state. And as I began to walk and I, you know, just talk with the Lord on some of these walks and runs, he began to just give me a passion for wellness. And I realized that he was healing me in this brokenness from losing my husband suddenly so quickly. He was moving me through this process. I felt like he was just yanking me through at times. And I remember the day he told me to take my rings off. And that was like months after he died. In my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is mean. But I realized now he was moving me through a process that was going to be a conduit for others to come behind me. So the ministry was formed out of my brokenness, out of my hurt, and out of people beginning to, oh, my God, Cheryl, how are you doing so well? When we're talking and when I see them, when we know Roosevelt just died 6 months ago, and that God promises that passes all understanding. Man, I'm telling you, this is so real. When we are believers and we are children of God, he promises a peace that passes all, even our understandings. I really, Sister Deborah, I'm not sure all of how I came through that unscathed, or shouldn't say unscathed, but as well with my mind. But I knew I did not want to lose my mind. But I knew
right.
I
and well,
a
if you could, now you
faithful.
Can put a pin in that. Okay,
yes.
We're going to
yes.
go to another break, and then we're going
awesome.
To come back and continue the conversation.
Yes, thank you.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Wonderful. We're back. Okay, Reverend Cheryl. So, anyway, you don't know how you actually, all these things you came through, but you did come through. And so now, tell us about your wellness that you share across the country. Tell us about that program and what you have next.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, the name of our, the wellness portion of our ministry is called Temple Care. And thus, of course, those of us that are believers, we know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's truly what we are all about, housing God or finding a home for God. That holy place in us is where God wants to dwell, is within us. So, and I've come to realize through this process that doesn't matter how fit I am, how spiritual I am, if I am not healthy enough to do the things that God's called me to do, I could speak in tongues every day, I could preach, I could do all these things. But if I'm too sick to do that, I'm really not fulfilling my complete purpose. It's impossible for me to go and speak somewhere if I'm hooked up to dialysis or hooked up to some other, you know. So I realized the temple is actually the portable tent that we are to carry the Holy Spirit with. And that means I am going to have to steward the upkeep of this tent if I want all the things that God has placed in me to be manifested and to be, deployed to people who are in need or who he's assigned to my life.
Reverend Cheryl, can I interject right
yes.
here? Because I think it's very important, and I have said this on many of my talks, particularly within the African-American church experience. Unfortunately, many of us don't understand the choices of our diet and how
yeah.
it affects us. And so I do remind, you know, people listening that are really wanting to get better, remind them, you talk about the temple of God, and why would mm-hmm. you want to trash the temple of God?
Awesome.
And so we have to take care of this temple because he gave it to us to transport us so that we can help other people. And like you just said, you can't do that if you're unhealthy and sick and you can't move. So I just wanted to interject that because I think that's very important.
I agree 100%. And again, from the temple perspective, I think when we understand what it is we actually and who it is that actually resides in us, we really get a different perspective on how we care for this temple. And I liken it to this analogy. If your church had a great fish fry and on Friday night and you took all the trash bags and left them inside the sanctuary, and on Sunday morning you come to worship, most of the people that's entering that temple are going to go, oh, my God, they're going to be, you know, just totally grossed out with that. But we do the
right.
same thing with our bodies. God lives in our bodies, but we have to be cognizant of what we do with his space. And I think it's just a matter of being aware. You mentioned with the African-American community. I think we've always been taught for the spiritual side of wellness, and I'll probably shift to the synergistic part of wellness is incorporating your mind, body, soul, and spirit, making sure we're
mm-hmm.
well in all areas of our life and not just with the diet. I could be perfectly fit, wonderfully fit, and look like $1 million and all these things. But if I've got a crazy mind, I'm
mm-hmm.
really not well. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was my spirit's not in tune with God, I'm still not well. So I think the synergistic approach is just meaning the entire being, the sum total of my being healthy and well makes me
mm-hmm.
well, not just being
right.
physically fit and eating right and, you know, an occasional
right.
Trip to church. I believe the balance is what God is looking for. He's really wanting us to be vessels fit for kingdom use. And when he's assigned us something to do, I think the only way we can do that if we are completely well, to really master what he's given us. And thus the energy of wellness, mind, you know, our Temple Care logo has, we're sharp mind, strong body, nurtured soul and spirit filled. We try to really address all of those areas of wellness to make sure we maintain and promote a healthy lifestyle. And that looks different to a lot of people, and that depends on where you're coming from. Your on-ramp might be coming from every Sunday at the buffet, and this is what we do. I know my family, we all grew up, Sunday dinners is still the most amazing time in the world for our family. And that's a cultural
mm-hmm.
thing in the Black community. Sunday dinner, honey, grandma's bread, cornbread, dressing, all of these things, those are great. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with those things. But I think, as the scripture said, everything in moderation. But if that's the only time we do it, that's fine. But when we're talking about Monday through Saturday and trying to maintain
optimal health.
Well, Cheryl,
that is not the only time we do it, and you know that.
Well, anymore. But, you know, I grew up with my parents, and my mom cooked like that all the time. You know, we came home to a meal, and it was not always.
But also, have collard greens? Didn't you always have greens, turnips and mustard and kale and all that? Now, they may have had that fat back in it, which we don't need anymore,
but we always
had these great vegetables. That's what, how I grew up. We had a lot of vegetables and salads and all of that.
And I don't think that's everybody's, you know, I mean, I know people who think vegetables are like, why are we eating this? This is like grass or something. But I think, you know, getting back to our focus, our point here, it's really, I think there comes a time when we have to make a decision in our lives on what we're going to do with our temple and how we're going to steward it. I know we're called to steward it. We only get one body. We only get one temple.
Right.
What we do with it is totally up to us. And I really believe, even though God is coming back after our spirit, remember when David built the temple, how the lengths he went to furnish the temple, what he temple, everything was overlaid with gold, the quality of the things he put in the temple, thus the magnificence of the temple. And I think when we take that same approach to what we put in my mind, what I put in my heart, what do I dump out of the temple when I'm angry, if I'm upset with somebody, getting rid of the things that defile my temple, the relationships, all of these things lend to our overall wellness. And I believe if we take the things we put in as gold and divest ourselves of the things that trash the temple, I think we'll begin to really get a more synergistic approach to our wellness, not just the focus on food. Some people might struggle with what they eat and food, and some people just don't know what to eat. We do what we call clean cooking classes, and we actually do, you know, where we actually do a grocery list. We have a menu, and we teach our team how to, our tribe, we call our Temple Care tribe. We teach our tribe how to just have tasty foods without adding all this extra fat and all these things, and making sure that you're not just running for miles, but then you're going back and adding on the calories right after your run without knowing what to eat. So I think the balance is necessary, and I think you shared something, Deborah, that's what your passion is in educating people as to how we fuel our bodies. And I think if I want my body, just like my car, I don't put orange juice in my car. I know it uses gas. So what I put in my body needs to be the best of what's available that I can afford to put in my body. I used to go to the gym often, and I stopped intentionally going to the gym because of ministry. And the reason was, you alluded to this, affordability. Just because I could afford to go to the gym, the average person that's going to come on this journey, that's coming out of a ministry or coming out of a crisis or something, they're not necessarily going to go to a gym, whether they can afford to or whether they feel comfortable going to a gym. If I'm trying to lose weight and I'm 60 pounds overweight, I'm not going to feel comfortable walking into a gym. The average woman is not. That's too much. So I realized that this ministry and the, you know, it has to work in my everyday life. We don't
shop
at Whole Foods. We don't buy any diet foods, none of that. If the average person can't afford to live healthy, live well, then we cannot say that this is a ministry to everyone. So we try to make this happen with Walmart, Aldi, Save-A-Lot, the Dollar Tree, the dollar store, and try to just educate you on the better things, choices that you can make that will.
Now, do you have access to farmers market, and do you try to get your people to look for a farmers market and places where they can get fresh produce? That's inexpensive.
Definitely. Now, I'm a firm believer in life. I drive about 45 minutes to my favorite farmers market. It's a flea market in Auburndale. So I drive 45 minutes, but I'm pretty committed to my, you know, what I eat. But we have enough stores in our area, grocers in our area that have a pretty extensive, you know, produce aisle. And just even getting people to shop first in the produce aisle is just a whole mm-hmm. game changer.
Right.
If you can
shop, right.
we call it yes. just eating live. If I could get you to
right.
get 50% of your budget live, of your food budget to eat live, then you're half mm-hmm. the battle there. But training the palate is the other thing. And that sometimes
right.
is a psychological part which reads our soul. Because most women, we eat, whether it's emotional, we eat because we're angry, we eat because we're happy, we eat, you know, we crave things because we're out of balance.
Right, right.
You know, there's all kind of things going on. So if I don't know why I'm eating or why I'm sabotaging my whole journey because I don't know how to balance this. And I know there's
mm-hmm.
a salad that I really introduced my folks to pretty early. And it has a lot of fruit in it, lots of berries. And one of the reasons people that normally don't eat salad, we have the berries in it, it's because I call it an antioxidant salad. It has all the blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, loaded with antioxidants and apples with fiber. It's because it adds that little sweet kick to train
mm-hmm.
your palate from after you eat this, quote, bland food, I have enough sweet in it to not crave what I normally crave after I eat. So
right, that's good.
Psych your palate out to make sure that you're like, oh, wow, this is good. Wow, this is good. And a lot of times
right.
I think people just don't know. It's just information. It's not that they don't want
right.
to. It's really just information. And it's just, you know, I know in our church, I've never had a topic, well, not the church I speak on, that's my purpose, but growing up, I've never had a minister speak on health. I don't recall a sermon at all about health. Now, we talk about spiritual health, and everything was
right.
spiritual. Then the whole church goes to the buffet.
Right.
So I think
right.
as we learn and as we expand our focus and we're realizing the fallout from not stewarding our health well, the diabetes and the things that are taking us out early or not even just taking us out, but crippling the ministry because of illnesses.
Right.
I believe as we learn those things now, we are better. We are fitter. We are. But I think the word has to get out to the general population, not just to the elite few that, oh, they have to
right.
belong to gym to do that. I haven't been in
no.
a gym in about four and a half years now. So if this can't
happen. Well, it's really good that you're not in the gym right about now.
Yeah. No,
it's really
I
good you're
yeah.
not in the gym right about now.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right? I know. Yeah, but you know, the goal is that.
Well, I think we lost your voice, Cheryl.
Uh-oh, did you lose me?
Oh, there you are. You're
I
back.
Can hear you. There you are. Okay,
I
that's the signal. Yes. So I as I said, I think for temple care as a whole, it's a part of our my founding ministry with mind, body, soul, and spirit, which I have, there's five amazing women that we do ministry with. We have a minister in California, Evangelist Tony Antoinette Gatewood. I have a girl in Kentucky, and three of us are in Florida. And these are the people that really support. They are the platform on which I stand. There's no way you can do ministry without a team of people that really support you, not just support you, but uphold you. And the one thing I love about my team, I give them a lot of liberty to speak to me and to speak at me. Sometimes,
well, that's
you know,
good.
We just have to be, we have to be checked. You know, because we get so
yes.
tunnel vision that we seem, you know, we just get on this trajectory that we need people to be able to step into lives and say, hold up, time up. You
yeah.
there
and on that note, hold on
that.
Just 1 second. We're going to come back and then we're going to have our closing
yeah.
conversation just for a few minutes.
Yeah.
So hold on just 1 second.
Awesome.
I'll go
awesome.
Anywhere. Thank
awesome.
You.
You're welcome.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, we are back just for a few moments to wrap up this wonderful conversation. And so, Reverend Cheryl, I know you talked about your team, which, you know, you can't do anything unless you have a great team. I mean, it just really is. We have to support each other. I think that's very, very necessary. But tell us a little bit about, for instance, my friend that shared with me that she tunes in with you across the country.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that look like, and how can people or women get involved?
Okay, awesome. Well, actually, of course, we were not on Zoom before COVID, right? We were ministry, local ministry at our church, and I got affiliated with this Santa Clarita Christian Fellowship out in California as about 5 years ago was the first time they'd invited me out to be one of their conference speakers. So, and I have a friend that lives out there. So we were invited to go, and I'm from that I've met after several times being out there for different occasions, I've met quite a few members of that church. So when they realized that I do a wellness and a workout session, one Mother Harper, the mother of that church, started joining the session, and then she just said, oh, you guys need to join. So she just sent the link out, and I have more members from their church, because I pastor a tiny little church, but I have more members from their church than I have from my church that are on. But what that looks like is we come on at 10 o'clock. We used to do a prayer walk in the morning when we were doing local. I still go out and do my prayer walk, or I run before I sign on. And we encourage everyone to either walk or run prior to signing on at 10 o'clock. And we would come on, and we would actually do a warm-up, which is a physical exercise warm-up. This is truly a physical workout. And we do modifications for your, you know, for whatever your level of fitness. But we do weights all the time, because I do know in wellness and at our age, I don't know how old you are, but I'll be a couple of months. But, you know, at our age, building muscle is imperative to curtail so many other deteriorations that's happening in our body.
Right.
So almost everything we do, we load with weight, and weights are at your discretion what you can handle. I do 215-pound dumbbells, so I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty consistent with that. But we have other people do whatever. We've even had people start with canned goods and water bottles. So whatever it is, so we're actually doing we do a warm-up session, then we do some weights, we do a lot of, goodness, we'll do burpees, we'll do jumping jacks, we'll do squats, loaded squats, sumo squats. You know, they tell me after we've taken a break, I kill them, but I really don't kill them. I just kind of remind them while they're there. So we really do a physical workout, and that physical workout is
and
to
how long
push
is that
you
typically?
It's we try to do the physical activity. It usually ends up being anywhere from about 40 minutes to an hour, and we don't rush through it, though. So we take a few, you know, we do take a lot of hydration breaks. I make sure, because most of my people are in California and Florida, so we take a lot of hydration breaks, and we will talk through something if someone's having an issue. I'll talk through correct. We're on Zoom. I can see postures. I do a lot of making sure that they're in the right posture when they're loading, unloading weights, when they're bending, squatting, because, again, we're women. We don't want to pull anything out of line. So we take our time through that process, and the latter part of that, sometimes we'll do some relaxation. Some minute side naps, we'll literally get on the floor, do a minute side nap, we'll do some yoga, a little bit of Pilates at time. So we mix up a lot of things so we don't get too much muscle memory and lose the continuity of what we're doing. But most of that happens in the first 40 minutes or so. Then for the last 20 minutes, we do what we call soul care, and this is the part that I think makes us different from your regular workout. We literally just have a discussion about, we touch with everyone what's going on with their life, and the group now is your confidant. We're a very highly confidential group. We're your confidants, but we're also your wind. Whatever you're dealing with, we're going to encourage you to, hey, stay the course, or give you an alternative. Hey, what can I do? We've had people help with daycare, help with child, help with other things. So just, listen, she's struggling. We need to pitch in on this. So that soul care time, I believe, is the difference in our ministry. It is really caring for one another's soul and feeling that you can just dump in a safe place as a woman and not be judged. Kind of like, I'm going to say this on national radio, kind of like that space you can kind of take your wig off and take your bra off and be okay.
It's
just really being able to be free and dumb, but still feel like you haven't lost anything of yourself. And I think that's the value of our ministry is in that soul care time. That otherwise you just be a fitness group, you know, and that's not our purpose.
No, I
it
think
really
that
is.
I think that is wonderful. That is real.
Yes,
that is wonderful, and I'm so happy to hear that you're doing this, and I'm sure it not only helps them, but it helps you as well, because whenever you're giving out something so great, it comes back to you, you know, many-fold. So as we wrap this up, tell us, how can people or women get in touch with you if they're interested in knowing more about what you're doing? And we'll have to have a sideline conversation about this later, but for now, please give us your contact information if they're interested in being a part of your ministry.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, my administrator is Florence Clark, and you can text her at 813-365-0951, and it's Florence Ingram Clark, and just reference Temple Care. We'll send you the link to register and sign on. Temple Care. We would love to have anyone interested at all to join us. We are a growing ministry. Again, we moved from a local ministry just months ago because of COVID into now a national ministry with people all over the country. And every now and then I'll get a girl from Egypt to join in with us. But the time difference is really awkward. But that's where we are now. So I'm also praying for people with the technology skill to help us expand and you know, move into other areas. And just even, there's just a whole plethora of things that God is bombarding us with now, that this has gone outside of our walls onto the airways, that is all new to us, right? But 813-719-9066 is my personal number. You can text me. You can email me personally at CherylYBrodnack@gmail.com. I'll spell it out. It's a weird spelling. CherylYBrodnack@gmail.com, and I forward it to our Mind, Body, Soul, Spirit ministries. Like I said, my assistant, my administrative assistant is Florence Ingram Clark. She handles all of the onboarding and all of things for that, that will get people, you know, information about our ministry. But we are a growing ministry, and we're so glad you just took the time to have us on your show. This has been powerful. It's amazing.
Well, thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and all that you're doing. And I'm praying that the Lord will continue to strengthen you as he helps you strengthen and support other people, and your ministry will continue to grow. And even in times of struggle and times of strife, God will push out a new blessing, and I think he's doing this through your ministry. So thank you so much. And to everyone that has listened today, thank you for tuning in to Deborah's Healing Kitchen on the Jewel Network. Please come back, and we will have more great information and great people coming to us to share their story, their wisdom, and their knowledge on health and wellness. Have a wonderful day.
Awesome, awesome. Deborah, I will thank you again, and I neglected to give you our ministry email as well, really, but it's mbssministries@gmail.com, and my acronyms for Mind, Body, Soul, Spirit Ministries@gmail.com, but thank you so much for your graciousness and for having us on, and to God be the glory, you're doing a great work. And just send me a link so we can maybe catch your show at other times. We can add your link to some of the things we're doing to make other people aware of what you're doing as well. I think that's powerful.
Thank you.
Felicia, you're such a gracious switcher for the show. God bless.
Thank you.
So much.
Beautiful. All right, take care.
Thanks for having me. Be blessed.
Deborah P. Kane's here each Tuesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network. Hosted by thejewelnetwork.com, e4medicine.com, and deborahshealingkitchen.com. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. for our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact Miss Deborah, please send your email to deborahpkane@juis.education. Follow us on Facebook at Deborah.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.